Com.
Over the past several days, I've spoken with most of my NATO counterparts, and in particular those in the Baltics and in Eastern Europe. Understandably, they are concerned. They seek our assurance for their security. During our conversations, we committed to developing options to provide those assurances and to deter further Russian aggression.
All right, there you go. Part of the defense team has spoken. Martin Dempsey, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the General, and the General, and the President, and the Secretary of State have the same message, backing up the Ukraine and back up Russia. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. In the end, will the Ukraine go back under Russian rule or stand as a democratic country? You've heard all the tossing back and forth. You've heard all the comparisons as to who looks more presidential and in charge, because despite other people being involved in this from Western allies, etc., it boils down to Putin and Obama. Already, a UN envoy cut short their Crimea visit after several threats. This is serious business. And what's interesting is, while all of this is happening, ironically, nominated for a Nobel Prize, Putin, on the short list because of his help with Assad in Syria. So the special envoy cut short the mission because he was threatened by pro-Russian gunmen and was heckled by lots of protesters. The guy's name is Robert Seary. He was sent to that area specifically by the UN chief Ban Ki-moon, then was confronted immediately outside the Ukrainian naval headquarters, realizing that this is a sticky situation, and told you should leave. He did that. He went, he got out as fast as he could, went to a local cafe, phoned and alerted them, and on foot ran to his hotel to make sure he was safe. Then went to the airport, got the first flight out, and that was it, to Istanbul. So he didn't even stay. He stayed for a cup of coffee, got out of there, that was it. So he's fine, but he's shook up. Now he's going to Kiev to continue the mission, but got out of where he felt he was unsafe. They say that it's unprecedented what's happening. It's an unprecedented situation what's happening there. There was a former Dutch ambassador to Kiev who was traveling with somebody from the UN. And he went into the Crimean Peninsula, which is now by de facto rule, I guess, as the Russian forces are there. I mean, they're pretty much ruling it. So he also said it was too tense to stay and couldn't do work, couldn't visit the peninsula, and got out. Well, you would think if they had the Dutch ambassador to the Kiev who was traveling with someone from the UN, you would think they would say, you know, relay this information and say, let's put in one guy by himself. Let's send this envoy and see what happens. I mean, are you kidding me? And so just going with one person and a negotiator, that's the mistake number one. But it does show you that obviously they were uncomfortable realizing what's happening and seeing all the soldiers and then the threats and then some of the people. Because some of the people there want to stay under Russia's, they want to go back to Russia. They don't want to be part of the democracy, and I'm sure part of that is also fueled by the fact that they've got problems monetarily. And the Ukraine is pretty much bankrupt, teetering on the verge, so looking for the bailout money. That would create the situation that would help Putin's case. And Putin had pledged some money, a little bit of it was spent, and then he froze the rest of it while the Ukrainian president fled. So the EU is offering the Ukraine $15 billion, but that help hinges on what the International Monetary Fund's deal is going to be. Even the former congressman from Texas, longtime congressman Ron Paul, had some thoughts on this. And he said, you know, the money that we're dumping, we want this $1 billion aid package. He's saying it's not going to be effective because it won't get into the right hands. And I have to say, I agree with Ron Paul. Billions of dollars went to Libya, Egypt, Syria. And did it improve those countries? Did that backfire in our faces? I think so. Think of the energy. Think of the military that's there. Think of the energy interests. And sure, they'll take the money. Take money away from the people in the United States. Give it to people in the other countries who can spend it on their palaces, like the former president of the Ukraine. Like Hosni Mubarak, who ran Egypt into the ground. I'll take your money. Thank you, America. I love you. Send your tourists so they can ride our camels around the pyramids. And so here we go again. Now, you could say, and certainly he talked about it for many years that he was in politics, that he didn't believe in dumping money onto foreign soil the way we were doing it, and some people would label him an isolationist. But there is a point where we're throwing money down the rat hole, and what are we doing with it? What are we doing? Sanctions, see if the sanctions work. We saw what happened with Iran. It was working, and then we lifted the sanctions and trusted what was happening, and look what in the end happened there. But I think it does backfire. If we gave $1 billion of aid and it helped the poor people who didn't have bread and food and shoes and water, no jobs, that kind of stuff, great. But if the $1 billion gets rolled up into Russian money, which there's a good possibility of that, why are we doing it? Why are we doing that with no accountability? You think it's a smart move or a dumb move, and you just have to say, oh, well, you just got to use it, you got to write it off, trust that maybe some of it gets into the right hands. Coming up next on America Tonight, we are going to talk to Justin Danhof, who you'll remember. I mean, this guy's awesome, how he's tearing down these companies, going to these shareholder meetings, and he is with the National Center for Policy Research. He goes to these meetings. He just was in Cupertino, California, and Apple confronted Apple CEO Tim Cook on how green they were and the money that they were spending on it, because that's what they're pushing, this green initiative. And he talks about Al Gore being in the room. Wait till you hear his story. That's next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, Justin Danhof tries to slay the giant. And who is the giant? That would be the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, toe-to-toe with Apple. And what an interesting meeting that must have been. Would I have loved to be a fly on the wall at Apple's shareholders meeting in California. And, Justin, I just got to say, when you walk into those things, do the people from Apple, you know, do they know you're on the way? Do they cringe kind of when they see you coming?
I think some of them do because you kind of have this incestuous corporate culture, right? So I've talked with you about my speaking at Disney's meeting in the past, and well, guess who's on the board of directors? Well, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney. So I see him, he sees me, I see him whispering to the other board members, including one Al Gore, and then through word of mouth it all kind of gets around that I'm at the meeting. It's kind of funny how it works like that.
Yeah, no kidding. So you go in, and of course we've talked about some of your other pursuits, obviously, and this is all about what's happening with Green and Apple and what the shareholders don't need, right?
Right. So it's a very simple business question that I asked Mr. Cook. First of all, he gave a great presentation that was very even-keeled about Apple's business for a very long time. Then he takes a few questions. So I ask a very simple question. I say, Mr. Cook, you're obviously spending a lot of money on alternative energy, sustainability programs. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. You're running your data centers on 100% renewable, you claim. My basic question is, are we saving more or are we spending more? And this got him very agitated. He erupted. It was very interesting. A very even-keeled businessman just couldn't take a very simple question. It's a balance sheet question, really. Are you spending or are you saving? Like, it's one or the other, or you're breaking dead even. But these are the only options. And he just said, in his mind, it all made economic sense, and that was it. And I said, well, wait a minute. Would it still make economic sense if the federal government wasn't heavily subsidizing all of your alternative energy projects? So the solar fields that you've put in North Carolina, in Arizona, in California, that John and Jane taxpayer really foot the bill for, would you still think this makes economic sense? Would you continue to do it if those subsidies went away? And that's when he totally went off the rails. I mean, I've been to dozens of these meetings, as you know, Kate. I have never seen a CEO react this way. He told me that if I was more concerned about return on investment than reducing carbon dioxide emissions, I should get out of the stock, and anybody who thought like me should get out of the stock. And then he started just talking about curing AIDS in Africa and their apps for blind people and their donations for education. I mean, he really, really lost his mind. And I think there's a couple of very simple solutions as to why he did so. Mainly because Apple does like to present itself as this very forward, this very progressive-minded company, mm-hmm. right? That
yeah.
is focused on all these great environmental pursuits. Apple isn't an environmental company. That's a bunch of public relations baloney. Let me start with the fact that all of their products, the batteries are glued in, so when the battery dies, they become obsolete. You have to chuck them and buy a brand new one. That's the antithesis of sustainability. They manufacture most of their products in China. What do? Instead of freight them over, which is environmentally friendly, they fly all of them over on jets. I mean, everything they do is the antithesis of sustainability, but they just run a great PR campaign by putting up some solar panels that the taxpayers pay for. So why he got so angry is I called him out on this duality. By asking the business question, I put it to the floor that Apple is really just greenwashing when they engage in this environmentalism. And, you know, all the devotees of Apple, all the little Apple cult that's been created around their board member Al Gore, around hiring Lisa Jackson, the former head of President Obama's Environmental Protection Agency, that's all just a front. I mean, sustainability is all about reducing your packaging. Apple's phones and iPads come in the biggest, most cumbersome, most flashy packaging of any tablet or phone out there.
Yeah.
Nothing they do is actually sustainable, but they want the cult of Apple believers to continue to think so. So that's really, really what was at the heart of the matter. Another big one is back when Congress, multiple times in the 2000s, were trying to pass cap and trade legislation for carbon emissions. Apple was one of the biggest supporters. That's very interesting. Apple's a big supporter of cap and trade for the United States federal government to implement on the economy. Well, like I said, they do their manufacturing in China. So they can come out all for this green cap and trade program and know that they won't have to suffer the increased cost that it would bring on the economy because they're manufacturing in China. But guess what? Some of their current and possibly future competitors, they do some manufacturing actually here in the United States, and they would suffer under cap and trade. So they can come out and lobby for cap and trade, and Nancy Pelosi and the New York Times will praise Apple for it, but they know they're doing it because they'll never have to suffer the cost. The hypocrisy runs deep at Apple. The gentleman, Tim Cook, claims not to care about profits. Well, you know, what did he make last year? $40 million?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't give $39 million of that to Greenpeace.
Yeah. Yeah, when you had that back and forth, and especially because he exploded, let's face it, once you kind of poked the bear, I'll call it, once that happened, did you perk up a lot of ears? Were a lot of people watching, paying attention to what you actually was saying?
Yeah, they were because, like I said, this was fake outrage, in my opinion, because he knows his company's not green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knows it's a complete farce. and I'm calling him on the farce, so he has to come out, instead of being pro-business for Apple, he has to come out and claim that they are the most environmental group out there. At one point, he actually said he didn't care how much money they spent, they were going to continue to fight climate change whether I liked it or not. And of course, all the, you know, Apple little devotees, as I call them, the little Apple cult, they were all cheering and applauding. Al Gore literally stood up in his seat and turned around and started clapping like a three-year-old. I mean, if he's had any shame left, I'd be embarrassed for Al Gore. But the man is beyond shame at this point. You know, he's made a professional career out of flying around on private jets, spewing carbon emissions into the air, only to land and give speeches about how terrible it is to spew carbon emissions into the air. So, you know, he was playing to a crowd. He played to the crowd well. But in the end, I think that poking the bear revealed the truth about Apple, that they are a bunch of hypocrites, and that those folks who are just in love with Apple, they're the real ones who have the wool being pulled over their eyes.
Yeah, I love how you put it to him, too, as you were described there, how you asked him if he's willing to amend Apple's corporate documents to say, to indicate, or show, whatever, that the company is not going to pursue environmental initiatives that have some sort of reasonable return on investment. Wow. I mean, you nailed it right there. It's just like the GE stuff, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was definitely a continuation of the work we've done with General Electric. And General Electric, let's just say they were a little more savvy, and they decided that, well, yeah, of course we're only going to pursue these projects where there's a reasonable return on investment, because the other option is to do what Cook did and tell investors and shareholders he doesn't give a hoot about them or their money, and that he may just take it and give it all to the Sierra Club and Al Gore.
Oh, you gotta love that. So when you do something like this, and you know you knew you had a good target, obviously you had done the research and all of that, and you're making the point and saying, you know, this is hypocrisy and all the things that we just discussed. What do you do? How do you follow up with that? How do you keep the pressure on Apple?
Sure. So the pressure is to issue, you know, shareholder resolutions and continue media. You know, so last year when they hired Lisa Jackson, of course, we went on a big media campaign about it to let folks know, hey, this is like the continuation of what we're discussing. This is the continuation of the greenwashing going on. You know, when they have certain initiatives such as building their solar plants, we actually have some scientists investigate these solar and geothermal plants down in Maiden, North Carolina, and we realized these things weren't nearly as green as they claimed they were. In fact, they're making claims these are 100% renewable. Well, that's far from the accurate truth. It's much closer to 70-75%, considering the fact that it's all connected to the grid anyway. So that's what we do, is we stay on top of the initiatives that they engage in, and we call out the hypocrisy where and when we see it.
Good for you. I love this story. All right, Justin Danhof. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kate. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Are you a witch? Like, you gravitate there.
I have been a witch. I probably still am a witch.
What have you been doing when you've been witching?
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are the night.
About Putin and what's happening in the Ukraine. So without further ado, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's go and peel it back as we check out what you had to say, heading to the mail room to check that mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one from Jake the Snake, who says, hey, Kate, it's been a while. I don't want to get confused with the other guy who emails you all the time. I'm a different dude. I think you know that, though. I have to say, what's going on with Putin is just so ridiculous. At this point, it looks like the standoff at the OK Corral. When it all comes down and the chips are on the table, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. We will prevail, Obama or not. All the nonsense about what's coming out of D.C., trust me, mark my words, he will not get away with this. Well, you know, saying he will not get away with it. The problem is, again, think of the location, think of the Ukraine being part of Russia before, if it's full speed ahead and it's a face-off, then game on. I mean, this is crazy. It would be the Cold War lifted. It'd be insane if that happened. You know, people were sleepwalking during Iraq and Afghanistan. This would be full-on war. I mean, if we're talking about we're armed, we have allies, they're armed, that's war. I mean, that's what that is. If it's not diplomacy, you're walking away from the table, here's what you get, here's what's going on, then that's all that's left if we're saying we're taking it to the wall. And that means we're full-on involved. But the department says that the spin is starting. Because at the end of the day, it's about money, it's about power, it's about ego. And from Putin's perspective, right, the State Department is accusing Putin of lying about the crisis in the Ukraine, saying that the claims by the president are false, that they're not true. In fact, there was a release. I got sent this earlier in the day, and one of the things that were listed, one of the quotes that was listed, is the world has not seen such startling Russian fiction since Dostoevsky wrote the formula 2 + 2 = 5 is not without its attractions. And they say there's strong evidence that Putin is lying when he says the armed forces in the peninsula, in the Crimea, were citizens' defense groups only acting to protect Russian military assets. They say that's not true at all. That, in fact, the units wear uniforms without insignia, they drive cars with Russian military license plates, and they identify themselves as Russian security forces when they're asked. And they're armed with weapons that you don't get, that civilians don't have. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, says that this is threatened, you know, that we're threatening the economic sanctions if the Russians continue their presence. And the White House is, of course, echoing that. That's Obama. And the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, talks about grave concern with developments in what's happening here. There's a clear violation of the Ukrainian sovereignty and the territorial integrity. And that the current circumstances are unacceptable. That Russia has already started to pay a cost for the actions. Because there's investor confidence is now lacking in Russia. So what does that mean? The grave concerns, unacceptable. What does that mean? Does that mean if Putin fails to back down, wants to take the Ukraine, is he going to... Is that it? I mean, this is a crisis. We're sitting on a ticking time bomb is what we're sitting on. So while everyone's paying attention to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West setting their wedding date, this is going on, and it's serious business. How would you honestly feel about a full-on war? Just for a second, suspend this. How would you feel about a full-on war with Russia? How does that make you feel? We can't say that it... I just can't believe it. That this is really escalating to the point of what? To the point of no return? And what does the point of no return look like? What does it look at like? So we're hearing different things. And there's consequences here, big time. If Putin decides this is it, we're going to do this, then what is the response? Certainly more than sanctions. It would have to be more than sanctions, right? All right, so I went off on a tangent. Let's jump back to the mailbag. This one from Henry. Henry says, Kate, we're all spinning plates out here. I don't get it. We hear about the president's budget, and it's just more of the same nonsense. I actually went through it, and it is true. You know, I'm not really even taking aim at the president. It is what it is. We don't have a balanced budget, and yet we have the same cockamamie, off-the-wheels approach where the money is that we're talking about spending, and taxing. My God, how much can they tax us? We can't afford to be taxed as much as we're being taxed already in the middle class. I am frustrated. It is frustrating, isn't it? It is frustrating. Well, first of all, the whole budgetary thing is crazy, that we can't talk about balanced budgets, and then we're pushing dates and deadlines, and we're responding emergency and with emergency resources, and then we're continuing to rack up more debt. I mean, it's insane. It is. I don't get it. That would be my first thing I'd try to focus on. It might be naive, but that would be the focus. You know, let's focus on this. All right, here's one from Kane, who says, Kane, I've been listening to the show for a while now. I truly enjoy it. What's your take on Bitcoin? Wow, Bitcoin collapsed all of a sudden. What happened? Yeah, you know, Bitcoin, and I don't know if he didn't go on to say if he had, you know, had some Bitcoin or what happened there, but last week, one of the senators, the senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, asked them to ban the money, asked the financial regulators to say no to that because they're worried about it being used for money laundering or other things. And there's now all of a sudden all this concern over what it's online, but it can be traded for dollars or used to buy some services and goods and that kind of stuff. So their angle there, they're talking about what it means to the drug culture and how bad that is, how awful that is. But the collapse of Bitcoin in the sense of, you know, the founder and what's happened since initial allegations came out is crazy. And actually, I know a lot of people that listen to the show that have written to me that have been involved in Bitcoin, and they're wondering if it's going to still have that backing, you know, because again, it's the online money pretty much, and it is that. And so people were trading it in, and they were making a pretty good profit on it, but now they're kind of stuck in limbo at this point, you know. And people were asking the question before, should you invest in Bitcoin? Because how can't you make money that way? And people were starting to do that. And people are accepting Bitcoins. They were accepting it on sites and whatnot. So there's a whole lot of back and forth and information on that being busted up, or is that something that's going to wrap back around again? Here's one from Chester. Oh, wow, what a name, Chester. Chester. Chester, listening to us in Florida, says, Kate, when are we going to see an end to the situation in Afghanistan? I had two sons that served, and I'm very proud of them, and luckily they're not serving now in that country, but did a couple of tours each, and a lot of the people there in their units did not make it back. And it's very sad how this is all blown up, especially when you look at what's going on with Karzai. Where are we on that agreement? The question is, the bilateral agreement is right now is iced because Karzai is not signing it. So it's the craziest thing. Even though the tribal leaders got approved, here you have the agreement that has to be signed that hasn't been signed. And if it isn't, it means a complete pullout. So the amount of troops that would have been left behind would be significantly less if that's the case. And, you know, you don't snap your fingers and move the weaponry and all the things that it's taken for all these years overnight out of that country. So as time goes on, this is making that situation worse. It's not looking good. I mean, it's not looking good. He's got to sign that. And he's throwing it back in the United States' face. You know, go figure. All right, you can always send us your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come into town. One more time. Fantasy. Men in black. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take it for you to see. And your face, sir, is fine and cooking. Men in black. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, we're hitting the final turn for this hour of America Tonight. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. Boy, this is getting scary. What do you think is going to happen? I know I can make one prediction. I don't think he wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, stranger things have happened. He was on a short list before the Ukraine. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I heard my name in vain the other night.
Oh, no, you did?
I did. Was it? I think the gentleman's name was Dave.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He read
yes,
an
yes.
email, and I thought, yes, I do hold to my convictions.
I know. We love that about you. That's a good thing.
Yes, I do. And, well, it's nice to be loved, even from afar.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone besides my kids and my pets love me.
Oh, there's a lot of people that love you, and a lot of the listeners love you. Even the ones that agree, of course, do, but even the ones that don't agree. What do you think of this Putin situation?
That's not what I really want to talk about, so bear with me. Well, he played Obama like a fine, strung violin. Just played him perfect.
Yep, I agree.
And I think part of him is a little blustered, too, because I don't think Russia wants World War III any more than anybody else does, not right at this juncture. We have to have the collapse first. But he's saber-rattling, just like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And because that's his style. You know, he's Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's such a stud muffin, and he's not.
Yeah, I agree, he's not. Yeah.
But I want to talk about illegal immigration. I have some numbers for you. You didn't do that segment, so I was listening to Carol Plato from Martin Memorial Medical Center in Florida. Get these numbers from 2007 to now. The Florida Hospital Association did some stats. And for illegal care, $100 million has been spent from 2007 to now. Currently, at Martin Memorial, they have six patients on dialysis costing tens of thousands of dollars. And she was talking about a Guatemalan that they forced to deport. Mm-hmm. Now they're being sued after they spent $1.5 million on him for being there for 2 years. And one from Mexico, 760 days, another $1.5 million. These are all illegals. Now comes Oregon, we find out. 4,000 illegals on Medicaid that they're quietly, or they have quietly enrolled in Obamacare, and they're doing their best to keep it very quiet. Because Oregon is such a socialist state. But 4,000 more going on to Obama. These are, and it's precisely in the law that they cannot be enrolled because they're illegals. So look at all these hundreds of millions of dollars. And everybody says, oh, no. Illegals are not getting medical care. My butt.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, I agree with you. There's no question. Yeah.
And this is a, and now we're told that our insurance is being canceled. This is what I don't get. And then, I don't know if you remember Ezekiel Emanuel. He was an advisor to Obama.
Oh, yeah.
He tells us we don't need doctors. We can have a medical assistant or a nurse practitioner treat us for minor things. And I'm like, excuse me? Minors can turn into serious, and they are not allowed to give cancer diagnosis, that I know. And I have an insurance company telling me that I don't need certain medications. And then I find out that it was not denied by a doctor. So I threatened to sue them for medical malpractice. Guess how quick I got my medication reinstated?
Quickly, I bet.
The next day.
Oh, good for you.
But the deal is, why aren't more Americans speaking up and demanding 535 elected officials be held accountable for this stuff? And speaking of my convictions, to Dave, I write every single one of these people, whether I like them or not, every year. And that's a little over 10 letters a week.
Good for you.
I write those people, and I try to be professional, but trust me, Kate, sometimes it is real hard.
Oh, I believe it.
Very terse with Pelosi. I cannot stand that woman or Boxer or Feinstein. But bottom line is, I tell it like it is, because I'm a taxpayer, and my identity was so stolen that I had to fight Social Security to tell them, that's not me. I don't live in California.
I remember that, how awful that was.
And then I had to fight the credit reporting agencies. I did not buy that damn car. I don't even like PT Cruisers. But if I have a car out there in my name, I want it, and I want it now. And I got that one cleared up. But you know, the government did not one thing to help me.
Of course not.
So people wake up and get off your butts and start demanding. And remember, May 16th, big march on D.C.
Yes. And that's, so, this is all what you're talking about. This is what you have to do. You have to pay attention.
Well, you have to participate.
Yes.
And if you're not going to participate, I don't want to hear one word out of your mouth about grumbling. Not one word.
I agree.
Don't get around me, because unless you are willing to participate in your government and demand, one, Obama be thrown out and Lerner be arrested, let's start with those two clowns, then you have no room to complain.
So absolutely. There. Absolutely. Well said, Izzy. I'm glad you're doing it. I mean, that you're absolutely right. That's what you have to do.
Well,
you have to get on it.
You know, until we do. Oh, can I mention this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Because, there's a lot of survivalist groups out there. Now, I'm not talking militia, and I'm not talking the Christian Identity and all the naughty people. I mean, people that are actually preparing.
Right.
Because I do believe there's going to be a collapse. James Wesley Rawls, he wrote a book called Patriots, A Novel of Survival in the Coming Collapse. He would be an outstanding guest to have on. He is fascinating. But this book that he wrote is awesome. You have to buy it. You have to read it.
Say the book again. What is it?
Patriots, A Novel of Survival in the Coming Collapse. And he wrote it in fiction form, but after I read it, I go, this isn't fiction. He just fictionalized the characters in the book. It was what he did. But everything else.
Everything else is what could be possible, yes.
Oh, no, yeah, it will
what's
be.
Happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm glad you recommended that book. We will look that up, Izzy. Get some water. Poor Izzy, she is choking to death over there. I know that feeling. That's when we got the cough button here on America Tonight. So it's interesting, too, because we even had somebody on this week who was living off the grid in Montana, and we talked about we talked about how you have to wake up to that. It was Rich Sheban, who wrote a book about growing up in New York, being in New York, and then going off the grid, and he talked about how this has to happen to survive and where we're headed, kind of going hand in hand with what Izzy is saying there, that we're getting, I mean, he talked about just being buried in what's going on in the cities and stuff, where the middle class is just absolutely disappearing. So what do? You find people that when get the rural land and find people who can do certain things so that you can all help each other in a community. And more these kinds of things are definitely being talked about. It's not outrageous or kooky or any of that, like Izzy was saying. Alrighty, I'm going to remind you again, you heard our mailbag segment, you know what to do. Any thoughts, things that are percolating in that brain of yours, send them to us, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
The IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.